And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Thomas Paine podcast, right out of the chute, doing a little promo so we can get listed in all these fancy podcast outlets like Apple and Spotify. We have to put something out first. So I figured we'd do a little advertisement promo before we launch the official podcast in the coming days. So here we are. What is going to be the Thomas Paine podcast? So anyone who is familiar with True Pundit, where we do all of our work in print, you're going to see similar style, similar humor, similar sarcasm, similar serious, in-depth politics. I've been in and out of politics, intel, journalism, spanning 4 decades. I don't say that lightly because it lets people know how old I am at this point, which is never fun. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff that we usually do on True Pundit, but we're going now be foraying into a little bit of broadcasting because I think there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the political pundit world where people are just either they're misleading you because they don't know what they're talking about, or they're paid to mislead you, to keep you misinformed. So we're going to throw our hat into the ring here and try to correct that. And that's where we are. So I have to do this little promo to get things launched, like I said. And I think we're like days away from getting this thing kicked off. We're going to have some interviews with folks, some newsmakers, some people that I've worked with through the decades doing intel. I worked for just about everybody in intel, you name it, FBI, DEA. A lot of work for different agencies, White House. And in addition to how I started out in journalism, a long trek in journalism that started when I was a teenager. And then I eventually forayed into intel. And here we are. I went back into journalism in 2016 after wrestling and tangling with the FBI, who I had done a lot of work for, and some real sensitive stuff. We can get into that down the road, too. And I'm found regularly on True Pundit. That's where I do my writing, truepundit.com. I write under the pseudonym of Thomas Paine for obvious reasons because my real name is Michael Moore, but I can't really use that because that slob has pretty much ruined the name for everybody named Michael Moore. And so I go by Mike Moore and pseudonym Thomas Paine. So the launch of the podcast is days away. Again, we put this out for a quick promo so that we can get things moving in these learning podcasting. It's like another thing to learn. You're never too old to learn, which is something that, you know, you've probably often heard. It is true. You're never too old to learn. I'm learning how to use mixing boards and microphones and music and all these things and to try to take our printed word and make it a little bit more entertaining as well as going more in-depth into stories, which I think is very important. We've done that on Patreon in the last year, and we are reaching some folks on Patreon, which is nice, and many of those folks said, hey, you need to get out, and you need to get your thoughts, your insights, your intelligence in front of more people. This is a crucial time in our country's history. Country is at a crossroads in many instances, and you need to talk to more people, so that's what we're going to do here with this podcast. It's a new platform for our group, and we're very excited. Some people might be more excited than I am. I say that half-heartedly. No, I really am looking forward to being able to go more in-depth into stories and also talking to some newsmakers and some insiders and trying to broaden people's horizons about what really goes on behind the news. And a lot of people are paid to misinform you and keep you off the trajectory of truth. And that's kind of not our game at all. We want to embrace the truth and work toward divulging it at every turn. And we're not privately funded by any billionaires or anything like that, or like a lot of news, conservative news and liberal left-leaning news organizations are funded by people with really deep pockets, and they're basically puppets. And they spew whatever talking points, whatever news angles their benefactors want them to do. That's not our game. We're a grassroots group. We depend on grassroots folks, real readers, real, I guess now listeners. Yeah, I have to say listeners. I have to get used to saying that. Who want the truth, who are smart enough to understand what the truth is when they see it. And that can be a difficult task these days with everything going on and all the misinformation that's out there. So we're getting ready to launch, and this is one of the steps we had to do to launch, do a little promo and get us back into the system here, and looking forward to it. Also, very important, on True Pundit, we've used a lot of sarcasm and humor to get our points across on social media, Twitter, and Facebook. Expect more of that as well. I've listened to a lot of podcasts in preparing for this one from folks, and some of them are really good political pundits speaking. The production value is really good. That's a curve we're going to have to catch up on. But one thing missing is humor. You have to have humor in these situations. Most of the guys we work with are very sarcastic. You know, we grew up in Philly. We're located in Philly, and there's like an attitude in Philly. But humor is humor. You know, some of these guys are funny, and I consider myself a pretty good ball breaker. So we'll be delving into that, too. Also,
you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Whoa. Joe Biden checking back in. You never know when he's going to check in. You have to keep an eye on Biden. He and his sons are always creeping around. Play that again.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
This is the guy who is running for president. We'll get more into him later. The guy is like a gold mine. But one of the things you might want to remember is if you're going to be listening to this podcast in your car or on the go, might want to decide not to do that if you're carting the grandkids around or young kids. This is going to be like an adult podcast. Sometimes things get a little fired up here and the curse words fly. We didn't write any into the promo for obvious reasons, but we talk about some real issues and tend to get a little bit emotional and growing up around here. Sometimes the curse words fly. And that's just the way it is. So, that being said, let's end this promo. And hopefully in the coming days, we can get something going as far as launching the podcast. And we will announce that. And we appreciate your support. And we'll go from there. Take care.